I knew Roscoe would save you guys from that assault. Yeah, Roscoe.
Yo.
I knew you'd save the listeners from hearing the rest of more.
What were you doing?
Oh, it was just some of the community audition trash we spliced in there.
Oh, really?
It was an extremely hard-to-take version of more. How are you?
Well, pretty good. It's a fairly nice day, and today's Vibe Report is coming to you from 12th Street, where I am at Mojo Guitars.
Oh, you're at Mojo? They got a radio in there yet?
No, we got no radio, but I just finished off a chicken salad sandwich on wheat toast with mayonnaise and lettuce, and I'm halfway through an order of rice pudding right now.
Well, all right.
Where'd you get it from?
Christine's.
How about it?
Oh, yeah. Well, you really got to watch their mayo. Sometimes it turns.
No, well, see, on the weekend, they don't even open that front kitchen after, like, 11, so they're just back there with professionals in the back.
Yeah, there it is.
Mm.
The clear edges on the mayonnaise, though, it can be deadly.
You mean the woman in the babushka who comes out and dumps the home fries is in charge of the mail?
Well, they keep her back there.
Yeah, I like her.
I like her. She's, you know, got that big Slavic thick ankle deal.
Yes, yes.
Beautiful.
So, today's State of the Vibe is that I just got back from a long journey to Boston and back.
There's no easy way to Boston, that's
right,
for sure.
Well, especially with the Howie Mandela tying up all the traffic, you know. What is with this guy, Howie Mandela? Everybody loves him.
I don't know, but Steinbrenner saw him in that Yankees cap and tried to trade him to Oakland for some scrub pitchers.
Yeah, well, you know, Ted Howie Mandela.
Fortunately, he had it in his contract. He has to okay any trade.
Yeah, no trade clause.
Boston, we got there real late. We got there, the opening band was already on. We got there, and there's all these, you know, your super red-nosed Boston-type drinking fans.
Swine?
They have...
Guys, in any other city, you'd think they were cops, but in Boston, everybody looks like that.
Right. Well, they have hound tapes up there that they get traded to them from somebody, you know, but so there was some... They knew enough to buy me drinks and everything.
And they ordered the right drink for you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I told them what I wanted on stage. Because I had driven all the way and through the gorilla lock and everything, and so the 5-hour journey was more like 7. So I decided to switch to tequila and OJ pretty early on.
Mm-hmm.
But afterwards, I went to a Greasy Spoon that I had been to before. This is in the Somerville area. You ever played there, Bruce? Johnny D's?
No.
No,
we've done Cambridge and of course the Rathskeller, which I would be happy to warm my hands on the burning embers of.
Well, this place was kind of good, and near there was a booze mop Greasy Spoon.
Not Buzzy's Roast Beef.
No, this was a breakfast place.
Uh-huh.
It was so good that when I sat down at the table, there were still a couple of dishes on there. One of them had a half a piece of bacon that someone had left. And I just, like, I didn't care what anyone thought. I ate that bacon. You know? And it was good, so I got a Western omelet with 2 sides of bacon.
Oh.
You know, so
that'll stop your clock in 20 years.
I was doing good. It was good. So, let's see. Today over here on special, we've got this Ampeg transistorized amp. And just in is what year is this, Chris?
It's 1990, man. Get with it.
No, we've got a 1978 Gretsch Super Chet, which in this sort of opaque black color. Here we go. It's got a built-in phase shifter for that, you know. It
sure does.
Kind of sounds like a washing machine.
Yeah. Well, it's got 2-channel operation, so you can switch right over to your, you know, from Hendrix to Buck.
Back to Hendrix?
And back to Hendrix.
Attention shoppers, blue light special.
That's Mojo Guitars on 12th Street.
Aren't we like screwing with the charter by doing this?
Huh?
No, because we're not getting paid for plugging them.
Mm. I'm not getting paid for anything.
Yeah, no, tell me about it.
Either.
Chris, buy you lunch at least?
No, I bought my own lunch. I can do that. I can walk around and I can buy my own lunch.
Without hurting yourself. I know, I've seen you do it before.
Let's see. So, let's see. I missed a couple of vibe reports.
It's true.
Well, you're making up for lost time now.
Yeah.
Well, luckily you missed last week because we weren't here.
Well, who was filling in?
Terry.
Uh-huh. Well, because people heard it and they thought it was Houndish, but they said there was a girl on there.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Well, you guys. Oh, this is kind of good. It's got the... We're playing Wednesday at the Lone Star Roadhouse.
At the Roadhouse.
It's, you know, our main summer gig.
I believe Wednesday night is ladies' night at the Roadhouse.
In town, and yes, it's come see the band and me and my Marshall. And, you know, they've got plenty of napkins around there if you want to wad some up and stick them in your ears, you know, and get your hair blow dried.
Can you do anything about the lights in the bar section of downstairs?
No,
like maybe
but I would
without a BB gun?
Stop at 42nd Street and buy some of those overdone, you know, those knockoff Wayfarers, the $4 ones.
Yeah.
The ones where you could hurt yourself trying to cross the street because you can't see up unless you look out the bottom.
Yeah, the ones that make it look like you're looking through muddy water.
Yeah, why don't we just say that right now? Everyone should bring their shades, and, you know, when you get there and everyone else has shades, you know, it won't be a weird thing.
Yeah, right. It'll be like a secret signal, you know?
Yeah.
And you won't get mad when you start bumping into each other.
No, or you could do like the hound who doesn't wear his glasses and then he doesn't have to talk to people.
It's true.
Yeah,
if I don't say hi to you on the street, it's not because I'm being snotty. I just don't see you.
He can't see that far. Well, I guess that kind of wraps up the whole vibe report. We got the Super Chat. We got the Ampeg transistor.
I've got them checked off on the clipboard.
We got, there is an orange here. I think that might be sold. You know, I was thinking about you, Bruce, for this Super Chat because it's only got the two-poster bridge. It would make an excellent Bigsby conversion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got that built-in phaser and compressor.
Oh, man, just what I need in my life, more compression. I don't know, that 330, I'm holding tight with that, even after seeing that Lloyd Cole Nimrod abusing his.
That's good. Got some motorcycles. Hey, maybe while I've got the chance here, and I've still got you, hopefully you guys aren't going to hang up on me. Got it.
No, we're still with you, but it's moment to moment.
We have a bomb coming.
Okay, I'm out on 12th Street.
Ooh, oh, nice.
Khaki shorts walking towards me. I don't think that she wants to joke around.
Oh, come on, get her on the radio.
Come on, honey, lighten up.
No, she's gone, but, hey, Bruce, what's the old guy that's got
Eddie.
The funny store?
Eddie.
Do you want to talk to him?
No.
Okay, well, we've given it a try, and I guess this is the Sco saying aloha from 12th Street in the Mojo Guitar Shop.
Aloha right back at you, Roscoe.
Please play some offensive music so the Root Rockers can go make their lunch, and I'll hope to see you guys sooner than later.
Okay, Roscoe.
Who's hoping?
Aloha.
At the bar in the wee hours.